The word of God for our meditation this morning is recorded in Lamentations chapter 3, beginning at verse 18. And I said, "My strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, what comes to mind when I say the word faithful? The word faithful for me brings to mind family vacations at Yellowstone National Park. There we saw Old Faithful, a natural wonder. Unlike other geysers, it follows a dependable time schedule. Once every 65 minutes, it shoots a stream of boiling water over 175 feet into the air. The word faithful also brings to mind the vows made at a wedding, that the bride and groom promise to be faithful to each other until death parts them. Our lesson today has much to say about faithfulness, the faithfulness of our heavenly bridegroom Christ to his bride, the church, and the faithful response of Christians to God's unfailing love. Great is God's faithfulness to us in times of trial. It is in such a time of trial that Jeremiah prays, "Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall." Jeremiah is writing at a time when Jerusalem faced destruction at the hands of its enemies. Judah would be exiled in the land of Babylon as a result of rebellion against God. Jeremiah describes his affliction as wormwood and gall. His trials are a bitter cup of affliction. So he asks God to remember him, to bring him to mind in this time of trial. How long will this suffering continue? This is a question which many a Christian has asked during periods of severe testing. Sometimes we may chafe and squirm under the chastening rod of our loving God. It may be during a time of severe financial setback or grief over the loss of a loved one. We may try in vain to understand how a certain illness or tragic loss can possibly be for our well-being. The Lord does not say that we shall always be able to understand immediately and clearly why he is chastening us. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways higher than our ways. In the midst of affliction, Jeremiah recalls God's mercy and power. He prays, "My soul still remembers and sinks within me." In our affliction, God would have us fix our eyes on Jesus, who has removed the source of our guilt and the cause of all suffering, namely sin, and has won our victory over sin, death, and the devil. God is also faithful to us when we have doubts. In his weakness, Jeremiah writes, "And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord." His complaint here reaches its deepest and worst, and he is on the verge of despair. But here begins the turning point as he utters the name of the Lord for the first time in his book. "My hope from the Lord." The Lord is still the ground of his hope and trust. The Lord is the personal name of God, Yahweh, the name revealed to Moses at the burning bush. I am the God of full and free salvation. The children of God are at some times so deeply affected by the griefs we bear that we come very near to despair. When a loved one is ill or near death, or we ourselves experience the loss of our livelihood or uncertainty with regard to our health, or our health takes a turn for the worse, we may wonder why God is letting this happen. Even in the depth of our affliction, we still experience the tenderness of God's mercy and the truth of God's promises. Paul offers these words of assurance in our times of doubt in his letter to Timothy. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Jesus promised before his ascent into heaven, surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So also Jeremiah recalls to mind God's promises and faithfulness. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Here the clouds begin to disperse and the sky begins to clear up. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Because of our sin, we deserve to be consumed. But the good news is that God's compassion never ends. Compassion is love in action. Through Christ's saving work at the cross, God has delivered us from the greatest of suffering, eternal damnation, and will provide deliverance and strength for us in time of trial. The boundless mercy of the Lord in bringing us salvation strengthens our hope. God's mercies are new to us each day. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. How is God's compassion and faithfulness made new to us each day? Our faithful God continually feeds us on his gracious word and sacraments. He blesses us with faith and newness of life in the sacrament of baptism. He strengthens our faith through our Christian training in his holy word. He gives us the true body and blood of Christ in the Lord's Supper, given and poured out for you for the remission of sin, to strengthen your faith in God and love toward your neighbor. God's faithfulness continues forever. How do we respond to God's faithfulness and mercy? Our faithful response to God consists first in hoping in him. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. God has promised us a blessed inheritance. Heaven is our home. God's faithfulness in keeping his promises is our source of hope. Our faithful response to God, secondly, means waiting for him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. But it's difficult for us to wait. How impatient we become waiting in line at the grocery store, at the gas pumps, behind other cars at rush hour. How much more difficult it is to wait for God in severe testing. How should we wait for him? It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. This waiting quietly brings to mind the words of Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." When we call to mind the petition, "Thy will be done," we hope that God's will for us, we have hope that God's will for us is a good and gracious will, and that God is working all things for our eternal good. And this is an eager waiting, waiting for the salvation of the Lord. The psalmist compares this waiting to that of a security guard on a graveyard shift or a night watchman. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. While we wait for him by faith, we seek him in prayer. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. And where do we seek him? We seek him where he may be found, where he has promised to be. This means daily searching his word, coming to the divine service where his gospel is preached, frequently partaking of the Lord's Supper, where he comes to us in his true body and blood to impart to us forgiveness of our sins, eternal life, and salvation. In the face of many temptations and dangers, the lust of the flesh, the pride of reason, indifference, false teachings, we find the strength to live our Christian life in God's word and sacrament. Great is God's faithfulness to us, especially in times of trial and doubt. How faithful he was in carrying out his plan of salvation through Jesus' death and resurrection. And he gives us these blessings day by day through his word. As those who have been purchased and bought back to God by Jesus' precious blood, we may respond by faithfully hoping in him, waiting for him, and seeking him, who is our life, our hope's foundation, and our glory and salvation. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.